Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. With me, as always, fancy Brian Kelly, because you spell his name with a Y, folks. If you want to join our conversation, I'm talking about what's going on with Turning Point Action. Turning Point USA, that's the umbrella group. Turning Point Action is the specific political action committee arm, the 501c4 of Turning Point USA. It is hiring apparently maybe hundreds, at least 100 plus paid door knockers to come into your communities. I don't know whether I can call them anything other than paid mercenaries going out. And here's the kick. The 501c4 doesn't have to disclose any of its donors. Now, what are Democrats doing? Might be a valid question. There is no analogy to what Turning Point Action is doing in the state of Wisconsin. Why, might you be asking, is Turning Point Action doing this in the state of Wisconsin? Because after Trump and the MAGA cult took over the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee, after that takeover, they shut down all of their ground game in Wisconsin. Like, that is why.
That's why you have someone like Hovde, because he's self-funding, and they have all the money in control, and they don't want anybody else to have any of the money besides Trump and what he wants to do.
So this is why Turning Point, with its, you know, dark money, blacklisted, can't look at it list of God knows what donors, is sending out paid door-knocking mercenaries in your neighborhood and mine. I'm really excited to have Gary from Sussex, who's a conservative, joining us. Gary, let's just start with the real basics and the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Citizens United. Because I'll grant you that Democrats use 501c4 groups as well, but I still hate them. Do you agree with me, Gary, that Citizens United was a terrible decision, that corporations aren't people and that money isn't speech? Do we agree about that part?
No, not really.
Tell me why. Why is money speech? And if money is speech, why doesn't that necessarily turn our democracy over to the billionaire class? Because they can speak more than me and you can, right? If you got a billion bucks, you get to...
I understand. First of all, everybody uses the word democracy. We live in a republic.
Okay, Gary, I want to stay on the point. This is why I interrupt people.
Okay.
I want us to have a conversation. Why is it good? If you want to call it a republic, great. It's a republic that we use a democratic process to elect people, where people go vote. Why is it a good thing for any system that uses voting to declare that money is speech, which by definition will allow certain people to drown out the voices of people like you and me, because we don't have $1 billion. Why is that a good thing?
Well, but like you said before, both sides are involved in money.
Gary, yes, and it's bad. And Democrats have tried to fight this. I just want to establish the principle. You've said to me that you don't agree.
Yes, I do. To a point, yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
100% with you.
Great. So you do, I just want to be clear, because we're trying to work through this together, that money shouldn't be legally considered equivalent to speech.
Right, but the thing is...
Wait. Let's just start with that first principle, because then we can get to how it applies. So if money shouldn't be the equivalent to speech, whether a 501c4 organization is Republican or democratically aligned, it's not good, because we can't tell who's donating money, we can't tell who's speaking, and that is not good for the average American, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Am I right, my brother?
Right. Yes, yes, my sister.
We've got one.
Great. Brian's my brother. You're my sister.
Wonderful. All right, now go ahead.
Okay, but can I just bring up something that you said? The reason I called, not to talk about the 501c4, But you said something on Monday, all right? Can I just ask you what you meant by that, okay? And that you were sitting there, you were on a tirade about Eric Huffke going out there and calling all women. You said, this is what Eric Huffke thinks about women. And he was talking about Tammy Baldwin. He doesn't like Tammy Baldwin. He's ripping on her. But you ended it. You said, well, how do you women feel about how he talks about women? No, he was talking about one person. He loves women. He just doesn't like Tammy Baldwin. And he's just ripping on her, not all women.
So, Gary, I'm gonna disagree with you.
Okay.
Here's why.
Right.
The reporter asked him a question, not about Tammy Baldwin. The reporter asked a question that was this. Women voters are really important. What do you say to women voters? And his response was, I don't like Tammy Baldwin, and if you don't have anything nice to say about people, I won't say anything at all. So it is completely fair. It is completely fair for me to criticize a candidate as having nothing nice to say about women when a reporter asks a completely open-ended question about a critical constituency. And here's the further point. It's okay for him to say, I hate Tammy Baldwin. I don't think politicians should use language like that, but he can say that. He can attack her. They're in a campaign together. But when you refuse as a candidate to address the concerns of women when asked an open-ended question, and you instead try to attack and just make it about the one person who happens to be a woman running against you, that to me sends a very clear message that women don't rate for Eric Huffke. It is fair for me to draw that conclusion, and that was the argument I was making. We played the tape in full. We let people, was my take on it. Gary, I'm sorry, we're running out of time. I hear you. There are different ways to interpret that. I was giving you mine, and I think it's damn fair. Hopefully, when Mr. Huffke is asked again, what do you say to women voters? He'll actually have something to say that is meaningful. Until then, women, I don't know what you're doing voting for that guy. He's a big old fat schmuck. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's Brian Kelly. We have an amazing guest coming up in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be talking about Citizens United. Don't go anywhere, people. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The biggest fear that I and I think a lot of our supporters have is the outside money.